This is 90.3 KAZU. I'm David Wittruck. This week, the Monterey County Board of Supervisors pulled its support for a planned transit center on Fort Ord. It's a victory for a group that aims to preserve recreation on the former fort. KAZU's Krista Almanson reports.
The buildup to this moment at Tuesday's Monterey County Board of Supervisors meeting started back in late 2010. As Gail Morton tells it, that's when a variety of groups with interest in the trails on the former Fort Ord first got together. They wanted to protect access from the beach to trails miles away on land owned by the Bureau of Land Management. One project was in their way. Monterey Salinas Transit planned to build its new headquarters alongside a new business park on open land. Right now, it's used by horseback riders and hikers as an access point to the trails.
So all these groups then became focused on this issue as it came to the forefront of here's the first attack that's coming and we need to address it.
And that is how Fort Ord Rec Users, or 4U, formed. Morton is one of the founders. 4U's mission is to preserve and enhance recreational use and natural habitat on the former fort. It plans to organize against any development that's inconsistent with that mission. Getting the county supervisors to rescind its support of the MST project with a 4-1 vote is 4U's first major victory.
We saved the 3,400 trees that were slated to be torn down. We saved the habitat for the environment, but most importantly, beyond trees, beyond animals, this is going to be here for you, for me.
Standing in front of those oak trees, Morton says the groups that make up 4U are not against all development.
Clearly, all of these organizations can agree on one thing, is build on the blighted areas first. And when we say blighted, we mean this urban blight that I'm referring to, the abandoned barracks, the abandoned warehouses. Build on those areas first.
People point to the acres of blighted paved areas of Fort Ord, but those are owned and allocated to other jurisdictions, other cities who have plans for other developments, and they don't want a transit facility there.
That's Monterey Salinas Transit CEO Carl Sidorek. Walking through MST's current headquarters, where mechanics don't have enough bays to work on the fleet of buses, so they work outside, it's clear MST has run out of space. Sidorek says MST's buses are also full.
We have people standing from San Jose to Monterey on buses, sitting in the aisle sometimes because it's such a long route. And so we want to buy longer buses with more seats, but we don't have the physical ability to hoist those buses in the air.
After sinking years and millions into this project, Sidorek says he's not sure what's next. He says other sites on the former fort have similar problems, trees to cut down and sensitive habitats. Besides, given the county's reversal of support after MST followed procedure, he's unsure about relocating there.
Right now, I'm concerned that there is no future for any project on the former Fort Ord, given that the decision to overrule and turn the back on locally adopted ordinances and plans based on a political issue and an emotional issue.
In that 4-1 vote, supervisors said their previous support of the project was a mistake. Supervisor Fernando Armenta was the dissenting vote. He's also on the MST board.
If this project had a lot of major flaws from day one, the Board of Supervisors, the majority would have never voted for it.
Armenta wanted the issue to go up for a public vote, since 4U had gathered enough signatures to get it on the June ballot.
They were expressing a request that they vote, this community vote, as to whether they want that project or not, and we didn't honor that request.
The 4U petition called for an election if the supervisors didn't reverse their support. Gail Morton says this victory gives the petitioners what they wanted and 4U momentum.
This is showing our Board of Supervisors, our fora boards, our MST boards, our city council boards in this community that the people are going to be counted. They're going to stand up and be counted.
Morton says next in 4U's sights is the Eastside Parkway, a proposed road that would cut through the former Fort Ord. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.